Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're talking about non-fungible tokens, or simply NFTs. Now, of course, we know fungible is something that you can buy, sell, or trade, or use as currency. Money, commodities, things such as this. So exactly what would you want with something that's non-fungible on the blockchain? Well, let's just take a look. We can see here from Coindesk.com, in this article by Muye Shin, the title says, "Soaring prices for engine, flow, and rarible reveal risk of NFT marketplace tokens. Traders think they have a way to profit off of NFTs without actually buying them. Buyers still need to be cautious." Now, by NFTs, they can mean this basically online artwork, these little video GIFs that you see circulating around online, a variety of different digital expressions or assets, I suppose you could call them. Now, it says a $6.6 million digital token representing an animated clip of a graffiti-covered Donald Trump lying face down in the grass, a $1 million batch of 34 digital collectibles known as CryptoPunks, a $69,000 Dogecoin-inspired digital token representing a pixelated cat image. The price tag for these non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, might seem daunting, inaccessible, or downright ridiculous to the average person. Well, to the normal person, I guess, spending $6.6 million on a digital image disrespecting Donald Trump or making fun of the president or whatever you want to say might seem a little overboard. It kind of reminds me of some of the really crazy artwork, well, what they call artwork, that we've seen over the years where people pay millions of dollars for a banana tape to a wall, say. You just wonder if it's just a way of showing how much money a person has to burn. But this is a whole new genre of that popping up on the cryptocurrency blockchains. Now it says, that's why some cryptocurrency traders, rather than buying NFTs directly, are buying digital tokens affiliated with the marketplaces that have popped up for trading NFTs. This way, traders can bet on the NFT industry's growth without having to go all in on some sky-high priced digital artwork or trading card. So I suppose you're buying shares in the potential next Donald Trump cartoon that sells for $6.6 million. Investors think these tokens can serve in a way as index bets on the growth of the NFT marketplace as a power, said Alex Gadavani, research analyst at Delphi Digital. And then it says net NFT frenzy. According to Massari, a data provider for cryptocurrency markets, the 10 biggest digital tokens that are associated with NFT platforms have returned in a year-to-date price range from about 60% to 900%. Imagine that. While the average investor struggles along trying to make 6 to 10% a year, 25% if you're lucky, some of these digital tokens, these NFTs, have returned 9x, 9 times on the money. The Flow token of the Dapper Labs backed Flow blockchain, which powers the digital collectibles platform MBA Top Shot, is up 79% just in the past 7 days to a market cap of $1.1 billion, according to CoinGecko last week, from 10,631 packs of basketball video hashed to the Flow blockchain and sold for a record $1.05 million for video clips. Imagine that. It goes on and says, in a sign of just how frenzied the trading action has become, the ENG token from a startup company called Engine shot up 50% to surpass a market valuation of $1 billion, CoinDesk reported. The Engine planned to roll out 2 new product offerings on its NTFs. ENG is listed on big cryptocurrency exchanges, including Binance and FTX, and there's even derivatives contracts that can be used to bet on the price. The outsized price gains offer a reminder of just how speculative cryptocurrency markets have historically been, with fast profits possible alongside steep risk. Since NFTs are going through a hype cycle that naturally raises the price of assets similarly associated with NFTs, Mason Nystrom, research analyst at Messari, told CoinDesk. We have seen this happen in previous cycles with Ethereum competitors, decentralized finance tokens, and so this type of market reaction is pretty common. Well, as you pointed out today, they're not even predicting the DeFi market to break out of $345 million until 2026. And you have a single NFT token here with a market cap of $1 billion. So, true to human nature, we're seeing things that are used for entertainment collect the most value. And it seems like things that would be useful to maybe alleviate the human condition or make life easier in the business community seem to struggle the most to get the funding. Maybe that's got something to do with the fact that the SEC hasn't gotten around to ruling these $6 million gifts illegal. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens with the gambling that surrounds the tokens, investing and derivatives. It says, even some NFT industry executives are agog at how rapidly the token prices are zooming. They characterize the binge as partly driven by a fear of missing out, or FOMO. For instance, the WAX token, or WAXP, has tripled this year to a market value of $175 million. It starts with the consumers or the token holders being uneducated about how the growth in the NFT ecosystem is going to benefit different blockchains and which blockchains are going to benefit the most, said William Quigley, co-founder of Worldwide Asset Exchange, an NFT marketplace. So if you're not doing that kind of work, you're really just randomly throwing money based on the press releases you've read. I would almost call this the beanie babyification of cryptocurrency. And the problem I see with this is these prices run up, and then inevitably when they crash, or we can assume that, and people lose money, that's when I'm concerned that you're going to see calls for regulation. So I'm a little concerned about some of the mania happening here. As I said, not financial advice, just a little concern from the outside looking in. Now it says rationalizing the pump. Most NFTs are digital tokens created atop of the Ethereum blockchain network under special purpose standards known as an ERC 721 or ERC 1155. Because they're unique, their value is more subjective and their worth is in the eye of the beholder. Worth is in the eye of the beholder. And there's a phrase comes to mind here, tulip mania. The platform tokens, by contrast, use a more common ERC-20 or other similar token standards on non-Ethereum blockchains. They're more widely distributed and traded, so their fair value is determined by the market. Many of them are listed on exchanges, so the pricing is more transparent. What are they? That requires more research. They might seem like stocks in a company, but they're really more akin to in-house utility tokens that might benefit from an increased trading volume on a given platform, or a governance token that might offer holders a say in the rules of the marketplace and perhaps eventually a share of the payouts. It says, for example, both Rarible's RARI and WAX's WX tokens are governance tokens for the respective NFT trading platforms, where token holders can earn rewards from trading fees while voting for the platform's upgrades. Engines, or ENJ, on the other hand, is a utility token of the engine, which requires ENJ as collateral to issue new fungible or non-fungible items on the gaming platform. From an investor's perspective, evaluating how NFTs, such as CryptoPunks, collectible characters with proof of ownership stored on the Ethereum blockchain, requires experience and knowledge, said Nystrom et Messari. Collectible sports, one has to know what one is getting into. Investing in NFTs requires an investor to be precisely right, similar to betting that a Bitcoin payment company will succeed rather than just directionally correct, like betting Bitcoin will succeed, Nystrom added. And then it goes on, it says, with many of these tokens being built on ERC-20 token standard, they also offer much more liquidity as a result. Is much more accessible for larger capital allocators rather than NFTs, according to Delphi's Gidavani. And a risk in price says risk rise as prices skyrocket. It's important to be cautious as NFTs are in an early stage asset class and things are getting frothy, Gidavani said. There's a lot of NFT issuance that will be coming onto the market going forward. With the skyrocketing appreciation of many of these tokens, the pressure of any near-term sell-off is also high. Flow, for example, has a very low circulating supply, with many investors having bought the token at a very low price. Well, and that's the thing. You know, some of these tokens people get into, and they're talking about a 900% increase. Well, what about the guy that got into it a year or two ago and has a 9,000% increase? I mean, some of these people that were given coins early on, say, the developers, the people that were the early investors, they're making phenomenal money compared to the people who are getting into it this late date hoping to double or triple their money. We've talked about coins that since the beginning of the year have gone up by a factor of 46. So it's easy, I think, sometimes for the second wave investor to think that they've really found it. And what they don't realize is that the people who really found it a year or two ago. Now it says Flow, for example, has a very low circulating supply, with investors having bought the tokens at a very low price. We'll likely see some short-term sell-off once tokens start vesting, especially considering both institutional and retail investors are up many multiples since they had really low initial purchase prices at 1 cent per flow. In some instances, like the Coinist auction, Nystrom said. Yes, so some of these coins were trading at a penny or less, or maybe a fraction of a cent. But that was before the average investor was even allowed to get into them in many cases. Or even if they were still cheap, they were cheap for those early adapters. So sometimes I think people get into these, they get into these buying cycles, and even though they're coming into it in the second or third stage on the way up, they think it's just happened. So they don't realize maybe how close the price is to cresting and the drop-off is about to happen. Now, whether that's going to happen here, we don't know. This could go on for a long time. Who knows? But it is an interesting sector. It's called the non-fungible token marketplace, and it's a place where people are just doing things with digital artwork, expressing themselves digitally online, and some people see value in that. And we could see dozens of these different types of market segments open up with this new blockchain technology. It really is, you know, the cryptocurrency aside, all the DeFi stuff aside, what's happening here with the blockchain is amazing, how it is combining with this worldwide internet with what we call the cloud now to change pretty much every aspect of how humans interact and how humans do business. It's really fascinating stuff. Once again, the story is from Coindesk.com, and the title is Searing Prices for NG, Flow, and Ripple Reveal Risk of NFT Marketplace Tokens. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.